This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, here on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, working our way back to you. There's a song. Anybody remember that? Am I the only one who remembers? Working my way back
that song.
To you.
Yeah, it's a famous one.
Yeah, it is. Sylvester Stallone's mother died at the age of 98. She's had that many operations on her face, I think. Maybe not. Is that catty to say that?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, I won't say it.
Thanks for asking, though.
Right, after you've already said it, yeah.
When you know full well that it is, which is why you asked. Is that catty?
Yeah. Hey, she was a very interesting astrologer. I know that. Did a lot of that. She did Pilates up until she died.
So, good for her. What is, hey, 98's nothing to sniff at. That's pretty good.
No, it's okay. So what do Pilates actually do for you?
It's like yoga-ish, but it's got a lot of more strengthening, like your core muscles. It really relates to
it. I think it was Dr. Pilates, right, was the guy who invented it. It's meant, it started as physical rehabilitation. And so whether you're doing it on the mat or on what they call the reformer, which is the machine.
Looks like a torture device.
It totally does, yeah. But it feels incredible, and it's so good for your, it keeps you stretched out. And
how long do you have to do it?
It depends on the type of class. It's like a yoga class. You can do it.
Yoga classes last too long. They're an hour and a half too long.
Ooh. Well, no, not all of them. I don't like yoga, but I like Pilates. I just found that you can tone, but you also, it's just really healthy to kind of, you know, take care of all of your different muscles and joints and stuff. So I love Pilates. I'm not surprised that she was a devotee, because a lot of people who live long lives are into Pilates.
Are they? All right, that's good to know. New storms on the horizon as we go into springtime. Springtime down. That reminds me. Are there storms? I don't remember ever hearing any information about hurricanes in the southern hemisphere. Do they only exist in the northern hemisphere? This is a serious question. I'm going to... Well, we're talking about some of the new storms.
Well, they all originate in the Caribbean, right? It's right above where that trade winds meets,
no,
where the Atlantic
they,
meets.
They originate on the coast of Africa, and they trail across north of the equator, and the water is warm. They have to have warm water to exist. And so now they should be dissipating because the water will be cooling off, but there seems to be at least a couple. What is beta? I didn't understand this either. Some are named for Greeks. And
well, that's
some
because
are...
they ran out of names. We talked about that earlier this week. They're now using alpha and beta. Yeah, so they had to go to Greek letters next.
They didn't have to. They could have started
back
at the beginning of the alphabet.
Look, I don't make this stuff up. I just report the news. That's what they said. You can take up your business with whoever, the meteorological
weather center.
Who do I call? I'm calling somebody.
Go ahead.
All right. So anyway, what about storms, Jen?
All right. Tropical storm Beta, not to be confused with Beto or Rourke, but hitting Texas in the same way. made landfall
unsuccessfully.
Last night, and dropped about 20 inches of rain. It hit landfall at about 10 p.m. on the southern end of the Matagorda Peninsula in Texas. Beta has produced up to 10 inches of rain and caused flash flooding in southern Houston with water rescues as cars were stuck in the floodwater. This morning, there's a flash flood watch from Victoria, Texas, all the way to New Orleans, including Houston. Over the next 24 hours, Beta is not expected to move, and a lot more rain is expected to accumulate in these areas, so it's just going to kind of sit there and hang out. By tomorrow morning, the center of what is left of Beta is expected to be hovering near Houston. An additional 10 inches of rain could fall in eastern Texas, which would bring the storm total up to 20 inches for some area. Heavy rain is also expected in Louisiana, where some areas could see a half a foot of rain. This is what people forget. They think, oh, a tropical storm, it's really not that big of a deal. But if it stays and hangs out for a while before it dissipates and it drops a lot of rain, a lot of these areas, like we've seen in the past with past storms, Houston and New Orleans, they get overwhelmed, and it can be pretty scary, just as scary as a hurricane that might blow through more quickly.
All right. So I'm looking at the information about whether there are hurricanes. They don't call them hurricanes. They call them cyclones. The cyclone season extends from November to April. The weather there, as the water warms up, same sort of thing as happens up here. The events, the usual weather events, are pretty much the same. The water warms up, and then the winds change. But the winds are different in the southern hemisphere than they are up here. There isn't a jet stream, per se, so they don't have the carriage, if you will. So if that helps people understand, these cyclones are very geographically limited. They don't travel over wide areas, and as soon as they hit land, they're gone. It's something that happens out in the tropics. Hello, that's why they call them tropical cyclones. Does that help? Got it?
Yeah, I think you reminded us. I remembered that there was something about hurricanes in the southern hemisphere, but I'm glad you reminded us they're cyclones. Very good.
Okay.
That's good for trivia.
Yes. RBG lies in state, and there are a lot of people who are taking the wind out of the celebration of her life by talking about who's going to replace her. And it appears that it's down to a couple of people, right? And there are no men in consideration. This is sexist. Why aren't there men in consideration?
Yeah.
Because this is what we do. We just check boxes now, you know?
Yeah, apparently.
Like, it's how Joe Biden took his vice presidential pick. It's how Trump will choose his Supreme Court justice.
There are plenty of qualified women, so I don't think it's just
no question
the box.
About
I think
it.
It's a good thing.
But there are also plenty of qualified men. And
yeah,
so
you've
we
already
just have
got
to
a bunch of them, so why not
listen,
have it be balanced?
Nobody's suggesting, I'm just telling you, that I hear no discussion about any men. It's only about women.
Trump
We're
said
back
he's
to,
picking a woman.
I understand that. And why is he doing
it? What was funny in his rally last
checking
night?
Checking a box.
He did two rallies in Ohio last night.
That's disrespectful to the women who are going to be considered for this.
No, it's
even
not.
If I, yes, it is. They're not just checking a box. But they're not just checking a box. They're people that he feels are qualified.
I feel that that's checking a box.
So you think it should just be all men? So how come?
Wait a minute. I didn't say that at all.
How come picking a man wouldn't be checking a box?
You never heard those words come out of my mouth. I didn't say that at all.
Say what?
What I said, that I wanted all men. I did not say that at all. What I said was, and it goes back to my whole philosophy about religion and sex and age and all these other qualifiers, instead of just looking for the most qualified person, no matter what the job, no matter what the circumstance, it's always about sex, or it's about black and white, or it's about all these other things. We have so lost
sight. Because until we have true equality,
sight,
unfortunately, that it is.
Well, but it's why is it the way that it is now? I like to think in a Pollyanna-ish way that the world would be a little more perfect than it is. Unfortunately, we have lots
of... Can we ever achieve true equality unless we start considering the best person for the job, regardless of sex and color?
But then who decides that?
This is what insults me, is actually kind of the argument that Victoria's making. It just flipped around a little bit, and that is this idea that somebody says, well, we have to pick a woman for equality. I want someone to pick me because I'm the best person for the job.
Yeah.
I want to be picked because of that. Unfortunately, I do think there's some where we have to say, okay, if this bench is not equally divided between men and women, are we looking for a female perspective? And so that's unfortunately what's happening. So I guess I find myself in the middle of what you guys are arguing about. But I just don't think, and this is my argument, whether it's for minorities or for women or for people who identify as gay or straight or whatever it is, if we continue to have this marker saying you're special and you're being brought to the spotlight because of who you are and not what you've done, that's I don't know if we ever get to true equality.
If the white men in power don't give a leg up to minorities and a leg up to women, then we're never going to get anywhere. So at some point the dam has to break and somebody has to say, you know what? If person A has a great resume and person B has an equally great resume, one happens to be a man, one happens to be a woman. Well, then you can make a choice. Whoever Trump is going to pick, he said it's going to be a woman. So instead of saying, oh well, it's just checking a box, look. look, I may disagree with whoever he picks, but if he feels that that's the best qualified person, then that's his opinion. And, you know, it's the same thing as Biden should not be criticized because he chose a woman for a running mate.
No, he should be criticized for who she is, not the fact that she's a woman, and that's a black woman. That's the only reason she got picked. The qualifications.
I don't like her personality, but I think she's incredibly qualified. There are a lot of other people who do not have her qualifications. So.
But there are some who do have. It's kind of like, to go back to the Supreme Court, I think the woman who's the Hispanic, whose name is Ligura, I don't remember her name well, but I think it's Ligura. I think she's, from what I've seen, more qualified than Amy What's-Her-Face, who seems to be on the top of the list. And so why is there that we, why can't we, and then people say, well, those are Hispanics. Why do we have to have a Hispanic on them? What the hell difference does it make? If she does a job well, or he does a job well.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and you're now contradicting what you just said.
I'm saying exactly the same thing. Again, I sometimes have a little time to say what I'm trying to say, but, you know, it should be all about qualifications, and it's not. It's about checking a box, and it's disgusting that we have this pressure from one side or the other side to do something that is, it's disrespectful to our country, disrespectful to the system, disrespectful to the Supreme Court and what it stands for. It's all right, 16 and change after the hour. Time to take care of your body. Well, you're doing that, right? You're doing the Calitrin diet. Maybe you're exercising. We were talking about Pilates and how good that is for you. So if you're taking care of your body, why not take care of your brain as well? The dietary supplement I recommend for this is Prevagen. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain, and therefore you'll have a better life. Add this proven brain health supplement, Prevagen, to your daily routine. When you do that, Prevagen, I think it's important for you to think of your brain as you think of your body, especially as you get a little older. Add Prevagen to your daily routine for improvement in all kinds of age-related cognitive impairments. Healthier brain, better life, Prevagen.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So did you know, Victoria, that meat prices... We've been up and down about this. The price of meat has gone up and down. It's kind of like the business with the virus. Up and down and up and down and up and down. And
I've
now,
only noticed it going up. I have not seen it go down.
Well, it depends on where you shop and where it's coming from. Domestic beef, and this is how you can tell whether it's domestic beef or imported, prices of good domestic beef up and the imported beef down. So how does that happen if you have to haul beef? I guess it says something. Think about it this way, folks. If it's less expensive and it's coming from another country.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I don't have to say anything other than Reba, and you know about whom I am speaking. This is the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you at 23 and change after the hour. Music portion of this hour of the program starts out with Reba. Not that she needed more credits on her resume beyond being an award-winning singer and actress and entrepreneur. Now she can add podcaster. There's a new Spotify podcast, Victoria, called Living and Learning with Reba. On the weekly podcast, she and her co-host, former Reba co-star Melissa Peterman, tackle a different topic every week with the help of an expert on the subject and some fellow celebrities. I tell you that Brendan's mother-in-law produced her show. I think I said
that.
Yeah.
And people loved that show. They wanted it to come back, too.
Yeah.
A lot of
fans
were hoping for a reboot, but I guess it's... Reba addressed that and said it wasn't going to happen. But
among the guests, Dolly, Jane Fonda, Queer Eye for the Straight Guys, Karamo Brown, Kristen Chenoweth, Glennon Doyle, the author. Reba says she's already taped 12 episodes. Isn't it funny we call it tape? Recorded is not taped at all. I don't use tape anymore. That's an old radio expression. We tape them. Recorded anyway. Fans can expect to hear her talk about cancel culture, dealing with rejection, manners, aging, spirituality. She's quite a spiritual person, I think I've heard. So that'll be cool. She says, quote, "It's just been so interesting to get their viewpoint because we have an expert and a celebrity to talk about whatever the issue is. Then Melissa and I get to chime in and give our opinions. So it's at least four different opinions on the topic that we're discussing every time we do it." When asked who her dream guests would be, she said, "Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek. He's so funny," she says. "Bette Midler, I'd love to have her on. Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, be a lot of fun. I'm a fan of entertainment." Yeah, good for her. Let's see.
Who doesn't love Reba?
Her. Very, very, very unique. She's so genuine. I told you about the time I had dinner with her at a radio event. She was just so genuine. loves to shop at Target, apparently.
I could see that about her. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She's very down to earth.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Absolutely. 25, almost 26 after the hour. Now it's time for the boy band BTS, who've treated their fans to a special performance of three of their songs backed by a live band as part of NPR's Tiny Desk concert series. Social distancing obviously requires that groups like BTS not perform. They were supposed to be at the actual Tiny Desk at the NPR offices, but they may do with a studio space that accommodated the seven of them and their backing quartet of musicians. Kicked off with a number one song they have currently called Dynamite.
I was never into them until this song, and I really like this song.
Okay, well, crank it up. Let's listen. How old are these guys?
I would say probably late teens to early 20s.
Really? Boy, they sound older than that.
Yeah, there's seven
of them. Really? Okay, so they went on, they sang Dynamite, and then they did one of their oldest songs called Save Me. Do we have that playing here? How does that sound? Who writes their stuff? They do it themselves?
I doubt it. They're a boy band machine, so they're part of the South Korean K-pop
like the
machine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Except I think the Monkees actually did write some stuff.
Yeah, well, later in their career, but early on it was all written for them. So they compared them, not because of the sound, but because of how it all came together. Anyway, so let's see here. Are they brothers or just a bunch of friends?
No, they were just put together as a boy band. Very typical factory-produced boy band. They had girl bands, boy bands, in Korea.
In Korea, do they have a lot of this sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. It's a big business, yeah. Kind of a dark side, too, because they don't make a lot of money, and they kind of are all forced to live in dorms. And yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Russian gymnastics in the 80s. It's like that, but with music. So that's, you know.
Pretty interesting to hear.
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway, they've got a new game out, apparently.
They're the biggest thing on the planet.
Are they?
They've sold so many millions of albums, it'll make your head spin. It's incredible.
And where's all the money go?
Exactly.
Not going to them.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it.
Why do they do it?
Because they don't have a choice. I mean, it's... Look, South Korea, we can think of it as this, like, you know, bastion of freedom on the same, you know, island of North Korea, but it's... There are lots and lots of limitations there. So, you know, it's a way out for them, in a sense, you know, but at the same time, there are a lot of downsides. One of the biggest pop stars they had just committed suicide. She couldn't take the pressure anymore. It's horrible.
Well, I don't know. Is there an equivalent to it here or anywhere else?
Sure. NSYNC and Backstreet Boys will tell you they had the similar situation, that they were on tour on the road forever, and they got a check for $10,000, and they didn't even realize that they were worth millions. And that was all that Lou Pearlstein guy. He was the Svengali of all of that. So it's the South Korean government, essentially, is running K-pop.
29 past the hour.
It'd be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do. It can be.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump works to fill the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, The Hill reports one of those on the president's short list of potential nominees, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, met with Trump at the White House yesterday, shortly before he left for a campaign trip to Ohio. And at that rally, Trump discussed the importance of filling high court vacancies.
The Supreme Court is going to be a tremendous factor. A lot of people said that's the reason I won so easily in the Electoral College last time.
The president saying he'll announce his choice to fill that vacancy on the High Court late on Friday or sometime Saturday. Tropical Storm Beta is now drenching parts of Texas after making landfall late yesterday. The National Hurricane Center says nearly a foot of rain is expected in some areas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Trump administration putting new sanctions on the government of Iran. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the U.S. will not allow Iran to endanger the world with ballistic missile development. And Defense Chief Mark Esper says Iran does continue to engage in aggressive and destabilizing behavior. A University of Georgia fraternity is suspended after racist texts to a student were posted online. But the student wants more action taken. She's calling for the chapter to be revoked and its members expelled altogether. The 20-year-old has been on a crusade to make the campus and community safe after noticing a sorority not practicing social distancing, and she believes that's what led to the texts on a private messaging app. The school called the comments outrageous and offensive, saying the issue is being investigated. Today is the first day of autumn, or fall, if you will, and on this day, both day and night are equal. 12 hours of light, 12 hours of dark. The autumnal equinox signifies the start of shorter days and longer nights in the northern hemisphere and the opposite in the southern hemisphere. For many across the country, that is apparent by the subtle changing of the leaves from green to yellow and orange, a process that's already begun in parts of America. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
After the hour, we'll take your breath away in this next half hour. Well, maybe. Depending on your point of view. I'm Doug. She's Victoria. The bailouts.
Mm-hmm.
You take the airlines. I'll take the farms. How's that?
Okay. Sounds like a deal. So yep. airline CEOs and unions are calling for an extension to federal funding as industry layoffs are, you know, around the corner, as we know. So airline CEOs and union leaders met at the White House with congressional officials. They're looking for $25 billion that they say is needed to head off layoffs and furloughs of tens of thousands of airline workers, including pilots. The CEO of American Airlines, Doug Parker, said, quote, it's not fair to them. It's not fair to our country. There is enormous bipartisan support for an extension to the payroll support program, which would keep those people employed. And the only problem we have is we don't have a vehicle for getting it done. So the airlines earlier already received $25 billion in federal coronavirus aid, but they were not allowed to cut any jobs. That was the stipulation. That deal ends on September 30th. Airlines clearly still struggling with, you know, they said that the demand is only about 30% of what it normally is. So there's a long way to go.
Look at all the routes that have been cut, all of the schedules that have been cut.
So they said despite bipartisan support, the additional funding has been lost in overarching coronavirus relief negotiations. Essentially, that's flowery speak for nothing's been done. But new aid by the French and Dutch governments, they're helping Air France and KLM. And Norway has indicated that they're going to bail out Norwegian Air. My cousin works for Aer Lingus, which is the Irish airline that the Irish government's also working to bail out that airline. So it's not like it's unheard of. Air Canada's doing the same thing. It's, I think it's less about the airlines here in the States and just more about people getting, you know, what they want out of what they want. You know, when the negotiations keep going back and forth, and then we find, you know, breaking news this morning. I said this to you off the air. We didn't really talk about it. But we just find out now through the Washington Post that $1 billion that Congress gave the Pentagon in order to make up, to build up the supplies of medical equipment that we were so desperately needing, most of that's been funneled to defense contractors.
How do they do that?
That's a great, It's that most of the of that funds, of those funds, that's $1 billion, has been funneled to defense contractors, and they use them to make jet engine parts, body armor, and dress uniforms. So clearly, masks and the ventilators and all the things that that $1 billion was supposed to go to has been diverted to, they said this is longstanding gaps in military supplies. So how and this is from the CARES Act, which is an act that was specifically designed to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus. That's in quotes. That's what the CARES Act is.
So what good is the government if it only goes in one direction? Why do we bother? Why do we even have a government if it is so corrupt or it's so rife with the ability that people have to turn things around? And with that in mind, listen to this.
And we also still don't have N95 masks for our doctors and nurses in the hospitals. And that's exactly what this $1 billion to the Pentagon was supposed to address, and it didn't address it. So,
well, there have been numbers thrown around for farm aid. Not the farm aid that's happening this weekend. Excuse me, the performance by Willie and his pals to raise money for the family farms in America. The talks over the bill, which would fund the government through December, are stalled about because of the bailout money for farmers. We have a fiscal year that actually starts October 1st, and there's only enough money to run the government until December 11th. So here we go again. There hasn't been a clean budget produced since before George Bush was president. The last balanced budget was the budget the year before we had the Iraq War. Bill Clinton, say what you will about him, left office with a balanced budget. So here we are spending all of this money. Victoria just told you the story about money that was supposed to go to help COVID relief, and it went to the Pentagon instead. Well, here we go with the Treasury Secretary talking about an additional $30 billion, in addition to the promise of $14 billion for farmers. And this clearly is just a vote grab, frankly, because Trump needs this is not political, this is practical. He doesn't have farmers at the moment because of what they already did. And the PR around this, shame on the news media again for screwing up a story because they don't know what the hell's going on. People don't understand agriculture. They don't understand what goes on. And the difference is they lump agriculture into this one big bucket. It's all farmers. Well, it isn't. There are the huge agricultural co-ops and corporations that are now trying to control every aspect of what you eat, where it comes from. I said this a little while ago. The price of meat, if it's domestic meat, it's going up. If it's imported meat, it's going down. So you can tell the quality of the beef, the age, all of the things that are important. If you can buy beef cheaper from Brazil than you can buy quality beef grown in America, what does that tell you about what you're eating? Or do you even care? That's the question. So many people are so ignorant about this stuff now. This really gets my dander going. So now we have the promise to farmers. He's campaigning in all these states and saying, the farm states, that we're going to have $14 billion in aid to farmers for those who have been hurt. Well, they've all been hurt for the most part. And now the bottom line is that with the trade deals that have been made, the higher costs of producing in America for all kinds of reasons are not helping the circumstances. So we've got these new trade bills that allow cheaper food to come into the country and thus even further denigrate and hurt our agricultural community. I'm talking about the family farmer, the farms upon which our country is built. So, whether it's $14 billion, the reason they need to up it or want to get it up to $30 billion, or maybe add 30 to the 14, I don't know, that's what they're arguing about right now. That's why there's no budget.
We're just printing money at this point, right? It's all like monopoly money. It's all pretty much fake, yeah.
So Sonny Perdue, the fat-ass Secretary of Agriculture, who couldn't find his ass in a snowstorm, has now been, he's been cornered by several people who've done some investigating into what really is going on with this money. So, here's what has happened. The largest, the money is going not to farms, not to farmers, but people who invest in farm co-ops or large agribusinesses. For example, there is a family in New York. Husband got $250,000. Wife got $250,000. The children each got $250,000 because they have been, as a family are part of a trust that's invested in a large agricultural co-op.
So the environmental trust funds are getting money,
but
the actual farmers are not.
No. The farmers aren't getting anything. So this goes on and on. And I will give credit to CBS. This is 60 Minutes. I don't know if this has been aired yet, but I know that 60 Minutes did the work. So this money is going to families that may pick up the phone. The father may pick up the phone and make a, you know, call to find out what's going on, but they don't live on a farm, they don't work on a farm, they own a piece of a co-op, but they live in New York City. And the farmers, I mean, I'm going through the list of all these people who have gotten the money, but it's basically all relatives, lawyers who specialize in helping big farms maximize their payments from the Department of Agriculture. That's an industry in itself. They're applying for and suing. If they don't get what they want, they sue the government because of what has been done in the past. So what's been set up as a little guy in Arkansas, his name is Robert Cirio. He has 250 clients in 25 states, and he says they're all actively engaged in farming. Well, I guess it depends on how you define farming. There are three partnerships, and the data at the USDA shows they are registered to the same address in St. Louis, Missouri. They collected $5 million, this one family, it owns part of this partnership in a big agricultural co-op. $5 million that has not gone to family farmers. It's gone to these. If there are 20 people in a partnership, they all get $250,000 apiece. And that's what the law allows. This guy, Serio, who is the basically, he's an agent for these partnerships, says that's what the law allows. I'm just following the law. So,
oh, man, that's frustrating.
I mean, when you look at the way this is an un... Serio says his partnerships represent 66 different partners, and they've all gotten $250,000 apiece. Every single one of them. Meanwhile, the guy that's running a farm in Minnesota trying to milk 200 cows can't make his payments on his tractor. He can't do it. What the hell is the matter with us?
Let alone the mortgage probably on the farm.
Right.
Because that's...
The bank will end up owning it and,
right,
and sell it off.
Farms, small farmers have had to, you know, take out second and third mortgages. Because that's I was, as you know, I read Modern Farmer, and so I was reading something about that, and you know, there's the financial crisis. You know, that's what people do. If you have a piece of property that you have a mortgage on, they're forced to take out a second mortgage. That's just
mortgage.
That's horrific, and that oh my God.
Yeah. So. You wonder why I get cranked up when it comes to this stuff. Most people don't even know it. Imagine how much of your tax dollar that could help save family farms is going to these bastards that own these parts. And it's legal. It's part of it's they're not doing it. They're not breaking the law. This is all legal. Created by your friends in Congress. 46 past the hour. I just, this... it really bugs me.
Yeah.
The best way to bug everybody.
I mean,
as Walter Cronkite used to say, the best way to get from something on the air that upsets you to a better story is a good commercial.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You better.
You know what? This is the only way. This will make us all, not that it's pleasant, but it gives you a perspective on how crazy people are. This woman that fell out of her car on the M25 in London, as they were going around, she's out the window taking shots, videos.
She was on Snapchat, yeah.
Yeah, and she falls out of the car onto the highway. And the fact that she didn't get run over. This is the busiest highway in England. It's the ring road. The M25 is the ring road that goes all around London and it connects to all the other roads that go north, south, east, and west. So you got to get on the M25 to get out of London. And she's hanging out the car window, falls out the car window, and doesn't get killed. I mean, I'm thinking of all the time I've ridden. When you get on the 25, when you get out of Heathrow, and you're heading wherever it is you're heading, you got to get on the M25.
Right.
And then you can
it's
go
busy.
On the 5 or the... Yeah, I mean, it's...
She is just lucky. Somebody's looking out for her.
Yeah, somebody, somewhere. God love her. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Use this as a theme to a TV show.
Was this the theme?
Chuck says it was.
No, music it wasn't from... the theme. They used this in the last episode, very much so, this score.
After everybody was dead?
Yes.
Right. How did it end again? They realized... We should say we're talking
they
about
Lost,
Lost on ABC. Yeah, weren't they all in purgatory or something? That was like the ending.
Something like that.
Yeah, something weird.
I just said off the air what I remember... is Evangeline Lilly. I always thought she was pretty attractive. And the Delta 1011 that they cut up and dumped on the beach as the plane that crashed there, wherever it was. They shot this in Hawaii.
And they did.
A lot of the people that were in this stayed to work in television on Hawaii 5-0 or on Magnum PI and some of these other shows that are shot over there. All right, meanwhile, so Chucker, we have a list of TV shows that go back... How many years that premiered in this date?
from 2004 all the way back to 1976. It's interesting. There used to be a time where when it used to be fall, people used to be really excited about what new TV shows would air and their older shows coming back. It doesn't feel that way anymore. But anyway, Doug, no, it does not. In 2004, the TV show Lost premiered on ABC. Went on to become one of my all-time, I would say my top five all-time favorite TV shows. Matthew Fox was the lead. He played Jack. I thought he was outstanding on that show.
There's another guy who had been a long-time character actor who became a star.
Yeah, the guy who played John Locke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who is that?
He was phenomenal. I forget his name.
Terry O'Quinn.
That's right.
He was great. To me, he made that show. I think without him, I don't know that show would have been as good.
Well, it's a fantastic character. You know, it's interesting. The last episode is so polarizing, but I got to tell you, I love it. I absolutely love it. I could watch that two times. It's just emotionally powerful. It doesn't wrap up all the secrets of the island, but it focuses in on the main character, which is Jack, played by Matthew Fox. And I just thought he was awesome in that last episode. Now, throughout history, in 1999 on this day, Doug, West Wing premiered on NBC.
Great show.
Pretty good show.
Wish they'd bring that back again. I think that was a great, 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 great show. Fabulous.
I agree. 1994, Friends premieres on NBC. That sort of has a little bit of a legacy, wouldn't you say?
The fact that they're all making about $20 million a year just from residuals of that. God love them.
For the cast, it's better than Social Security. 1989, Baywatch premiered on NBC. Was canceled after a few seasons and then went into syndication and became even more popular. Go back to 82. Family Ties premiered on this day, September 22nd. Michael J. Fox starred. I thought that was a terrific TV show, one of the better sitcoms of that decade.
Yeah.
And go all the way back to 1976, Doug, Charlie's Angels premieres on ABC. Ken, I'm going to ask you a question. Can you name the three original cast members of that show?
No.
No?
I can see him.
Farrah Fawcett Majors.
Farrah Fawcett was on for a year, and then she went off to do other stuff.
Kate Jackson,
yep.
And Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Smith, okay. Yep. Yeah.
And it was back in the 1970s, everything on network TV was a cop show or a detective show. Everything on network TV.
I remember Hooker.
Yeah, Beretta.
After Shatner did Star Trek, then he became the next. He's had more characters that had shows created around him, and Hooker was one that was around. What the show was on for, 7-8 years?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And who's the skinny blonde?
That was in the 80s. That was in the Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear. She said she was afraid of him.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because of his, just who he is.
All right.
Or anything else. Yeah.
So pretty interesting day, September 22nd. You had Lost, West Wing, Friends, Baywatch, Family Ties, Charlie's Angels, all different decades, all different years, premiering on the same day. And like I said, some of these shows, there was no VCR, no TiVo. You couldn't tape them. So
look
if you missed it in its initial run, you had to wait a long time before a rerun.
Yeah. Now, you can. I'm watching the second season at the moment on Amazon of Krasinski playing Jack Ryan. And I'll tell you something. Wendell Pierce, I don't know where he's been. He played a continuing role in Chicago PD a couple of seasons. And he plays Greer in this. He's very good. I don't know why.
He was on Tremé
like
on HBO. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he's very good. All right, Chuck, that was a good review. Thank you. Chuck Curry doing his job here on Movie Moments, even though these were TV moments, still worth remembering and talking about for sure, on the DJV program.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
FDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.